From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We're on Radio Row at the DNC in Philly, and Andra Day is rehearsing for tonight. Can we hear a little of that? Oh, she sounds so good. She'll be performing at the DNC tonight. Bill Clinton will be speaking. And everyone now is watching to see what will Bernie Sanders supporters do today after they often booed his call last night to support Hillary Clinton. This morning, he made surprise visits to several delegations, including California's breakfast, and he got more boos.
What we must do or forever look back in regret is defeat Donald Trump and elect Hillary Clinton. In my view, it is easy to boo, but it is harder to look your kids in the face who would be living under a Donald Trump presidency.
And Sanders supporters largely refrained last night from booing First Lady Michelle Obama, who set the Wells Fargo Center ablaze.
I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves. And I watch my daughters, two beautiful, intelligent black young women, playing with their dogs on the White House lawn.
Join us. Here now, political analyst Jamal Simmons, a Democratic strategist with the Rabin Group. And Jamal, I know you probably would rather listen to Andra Day.
I would always rather be here with you, Robin.
Thank you, Jamal. And talk, first of all, about Bernie Sanders supporters. Before last night, there was the email scandal, hacked emails released by WikiLeaks that showed how the DNC sabotaged the Sanders campaign. His supporters justifiably furious. You know, we hear them still booing him today. Is he going to be able to control them?
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders said very on that he could not control them. In fact, he's been saying that to the Clinton team for a while, and that he needed to have Secretary Clinton reach out to his supporters and give them some things that they could rally around. And so I think the more they do that, the easier they'll make Sanders' charge of trying to rally those troops over to Hillary Clinton's side. I think that he did a good job last night, probably as good as one could do, to try to rally folks around her. But the thing is, Bernie Sanders is like a conductor of energy. The energy was already there. He was just the one who tapped into it and channeled it. And so that's why the challenge for the Democratic Party is to figure out how to channel that energy toward Hillary Clinton.
Well, we spoke with some diehard Sanders supporters, including Dominic Daniel from Long Beach, California, this morning. Let's listen.
Kind of disgraceful if you're going to vote for Hillary. I don't know. It's sad. It's very, very sad. And, yeah, it's, oh, my God. I see, now I'm starting to get emotional now. And there's a lot of people like that, which I think is great. There's a lot of delegates in there that are very passionate about, like, you know, not voting for Hillary and, like, wanting to make our country a better country for our kids.
But then, Jamal, we wonder, did Michelle Obama maybe sway some of them? Here she was last night talking about how the next president will shape children's lives.
Because in this election, there is only one person who I trust with that responsibility. Only one person who I believe is truly qualified to be president of the United States. And that is our friend, Hillary Clinton.
Did you sense a turning point when she spoke?
There was a turning point in the room around her because she's such a powerful figure for people. People really respond to her in an incredible way. And when she starts to tell these stories that are really rallying moments for progressives around how the country has changed and the country is great, not because of some words written on a piece of paper, but the country is great because we have this amazing capacity to change and to open up and to let more people in. I do think, though, the tough thing you're hearing from the Sanders people is that they are mourning. They are getting over something they were so emotionally invested in. And so now they, some of that's just going to take some time. Some of those folks are just going to have some time off and kind of get some distance from it so they can feel better about
it. Well, and some may never, as we said, but you do this for a living. You're a strategist. So talk about the design of the evening. We just have a couple seconds, but it feels as if, you know, there was this arc to the whole evening.
There was. And normally what happens is in a convention, the speechwriters get together, the schedulers get together, they figure out who can make which point, and they schedule those people to make those points. Everybody has a charge. Elizabeth Warren laid out the very logical case. Michelle Obama made it emotional. Bernie Sanders brought it home.
Yeah. Well, tonight you got Bill Clinton and mothers of the Black Lives Matter movement will speak out. Here now, political analyst Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist with the Raven Group. And we hope to hear your thoughts on that, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.